the corn come in, and oats and stuff like was, as Nigger said, toksasack. It's a toksasack. All right.
And
made out of some kind of sea grass. Probably
the biggest
of bass sacks. They washed them and got the names off of them and made clothes out of them. Sheets, header slips.
A good kind of cloth that lasts a long time.
That's good. I've had shirts made out of a big kind of sack.
How did you get enough of one kind of material?
Well, way back down there, the sugar come in and the flour come in and the fertilizer come in and they'd save all of it and they'd take that thread out of them and save it and knit you galluses and stuff like that out of them and make garters for women out of that thread that comes out of them sacks.
I've never heard of it.
Well, I had it. There's no woman by the name used to live up here close to Lexington. She made the first pair of galluses out of a roll and it's made out of them threads that comes out of sacks.
How did she fasten them to the pants?
They put buttons on your pants, one here and one here, you know, and this thing, she knitted a hole around there and put it right over that button.
That's real simple then.
Yeah. And she dyed them with oak bark. It wasn't white, it was brown. She dyed them when she'd get them made. She made me a pair. I lived in Boston, going down in school, and she made me a pair of galluses and gave them to me. And she also knitted me a pair of socks and gave them to me.
Did they last long?
Oh, you could all wear them out. And them socks, just last long, no. She'd give me about three pairs, you know, to go to school then. And back then, you know, the stockings, what socks are stockings. Come up above your knees, and they're thick and heavy in the wintertime as good. And she knit them out of that threads comes out of them sacks. Everybody saved everything. It wasn't nothing wasted. They saved everything that come along. That's the reason people could live so cheap back then. They could like this. They had to raise what to eat. And they'd take eggs and chickens to the store, buy coffee and sugar. And they raised the tobacco. And they raised potatoes. And they raised the onions. And raised the tomatoes, and all they needed was coffee and sugar, and salt. And they'd go there and get that, and that's all they bought, coffee, sugar, and salt. And they raised everything else. And the way they took care of the potatoes, they put them in a dig a cellar out, and put them in the cellar, and the wet time they kind of cover them over a little hay. And sweet potatoes, they'd take them upstairs and put them in loft and then put cotton seed over to keep them from freezing.
And they didn't shrivel up or anything?
Ma'am?
They didn't shrivel up, shrink up?
Oh, no, they didn't.
Rot?
My father raised bushels and bushels of them. That's the way he kept them. And turned the same way. He'd have a keel, dig a keel out in the bank. Called it a keel, and they'd take straw and put in there, and then pile these turnips in there, and put straw over them, and put the dirt on top of that. And that's the way they took care of the turnips. And turnips, potatoes, and eggs, and stuff like that. They never bought it, but don't see the thing by it. And if you sold it, you couldn't get nothing for it, but everybody raised it and had it. You couldn't get enough potatoes back out of it. About 50 cents a hundred pound, and
if you bought any lately?
Yeah, they're high now.
They were $1.79 for 10 pounds about a week ago.
Yeah.